在座以及透过线上参与崇拜的弟兄姐妹们，平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters, those who are worshiping with us here physically this morning, and those who are worshiping with us at home as well.
感谢神，让我们能够带着欢喜快乐的心，能够来自于向他敬拜和赞美。
Thank God for a joyful heart to be able to come and worship Him this morning.
今天我们是看箴言第六章。
This morning we're studying the passage from the book of Proverbs.
在第六章里面，我们经文因为非常长，所以我想等一下待会你们可以透过这个手上的手机来去看这个经文的内容。
So the passage we're studying this morning is rather long, so please use your handset and may follow through with us along the way.
我们大家都知道，当你将这个车违规停在这样一个供上下货使用的这个停车格的时候呢，最后我们就会可能收到这个罚单，或者是我们要被罚款。
So, all of us will know that parking your car in loading zones is deemed a parking violation and will result in notices, summons, and fines.
我想问的是说，为什么人很清楚知道说将车停在这个格子里面呢，会收到罚款或者是这个罚单呢？为什么还是有些人仍然会停在这些的停车格里面去呢？
So in spite of the near certainty of notices and fines, the question I think I'd like to ask is why would one continue to park this way in such lots?
弟兄们，请问是什么原因会停在这个车格里面去？
So brothers and sisters, any reasons as to why you think this continues?
有吗？
Anyone?
冒险精神。
So perhaps thrill of risk taking?
对对，停了好两分钟没有人来，我们就可以走了。
So perhaps you park for 2 minutes, you didn't get caught, so let's move on with life, and that's good.
第二，是不是贪图方便？
Perhaps you're seeking convenience.
因为懒惰，不想走太远的路，因为停车场可能很远，所以停在这里比较方便。
So perhaps you're too lazy to walk long distances, and given how large parking lots tend to be, you just want to be closer to where you want to be.
而我呢，是其中一个，就是曾经因为这样停在那边，收到了罚款。
So Reverend Ray Kong had gone through the same, had parked in such manner, and then was fined subsequently.
所以我相信有很多的原因，我们会将车子停在这样违规的这个停车格里面去。
So I'm sure there are a myriad of reasons as to why we'll park this way.
究竟这是一个聪明的做法呢，还是说是很愚昧的做法？
So if you really come down and think about it, this is really a wise act or more of a foolish act?
当然不管怎么样都好，就是当我们自己做出了这样一个选择的时候呢，我们就要承担我们选择后的这个后果。
So actually, regardless of what it is, the fact of the matter is the moment you make that decision, the consequences that come with that decision, you have to bear.
在今天的这个箴言的第六章经文里面，
So the passage this morning that we're taking from the book of Proverbs chapter 6,
他所讲的内容或是要给警戒的事项呢，总共有分成几个类。
So there are several types of lessons and warnings that were captured in this passage.
所以呢，我将它做了一些的整理，大家可以从荧幕上看见。
So Reverend Wei Kong has categorized them so we can actually look at the PPT along the way.
第一到第五节呢，就是讲关于这个为朋友做保的这个警戒。
So verse 1 through 5 is actually referring to, you know, one acting as a guarantor for your friend or neighbor.
第六到第十一节呢，是关于这个懒惰人的这个结果。
Verses 6 to 11 speaks about the consequence of being indolent or being lazy.
然后在十二到十五节呢，就关于讲这个无赖的恶徒的这个描述。
So verses 12 to 15 is a description of a wicked villain.
我想在十六跟十九节呢，大家也很熟悉，就是讲关于耶和华上帝所恨恶的这个恶行。
So verses 16 through 19, I'm certain all of you are very familiar with. It speaks to the evil ways which the Lord detests.
然后呢，在二十到二十三节呢，他讲的就是关于谨守父母的这个法则和这个诫命。
So verses 20 through 23, it speaks about keeping the laws, instructions, and commandments of our parents.
最后一段呢，就是24到35节，就是警戒不要犯淫乱的行为。
So verses 24 through 35, finally speaks about the dangers of sexual immorality.
清楚吗？
So that was clear?
记起来了哦。 来，我们重新再试试看。
So let's try to go through them.
来，第一节到第五节讲什么呢？
So what the verses 1 through 5, what does it speak to?
第一节到第五节讲什么？谁可以记得？
Anyone?
第一到第五节。
Verses 1 through 5.
为谁做这个担保的警戒？
So who do you act as a guarantee for?
Friend or neighbor, OK, 英文的翻译是 neighbor, OK, 好，非常好。然后接下来呢，第六到第十一节讲什么？
Verses 6 through 11.
懒惰人的结果， very good. 然后接下来呢，第十二到十五节。十二到十五节什么？讲什么什么什么的恶徒？
Verses 13,
无赖的恶徒。
The wicked villain.
非常好。十六到十九节。
16 through 19.
大家很熟了。耶和华上帝什么所恨恶的什么恶行，对不对？有几样？
The evil ways which the Lord
有几样？
How many types are there?
Yes, correct. Yeni, seven. 很好。接下来呢，二十到二十三节讲什么？ Yeah, 就是遵守父母亲的教导跟他的诫命。好，最后 一段，二十四到三十五节。什么警戒彪悍淫乱的行为，非常好。来，我们先看第一个，关于为朋友做保的这警戒。
So firstly, let's study this warning about being a guarantor for a neighbor.
我们不晓得当中有没有人曾经为别人做过担保。
So anyone amongst us who has been a guarantor for your friend or for a neighbor?
有吗
？Anyone?
哦，没有哦。你们都全部都很有智慧。
So, I guess everyone here is wisdom and not.
没有为别人做担保过哦。
And not act as a guarantor.
如果我们帮助人为别人做担保的事情呢
？So those the men amongst us who had the experience of being guarantors.
我们都晓得这个要成做担保人是件具有风险，也不是一件容易的事情。
We'll be aware that being a guarantor carries some significant risk, and certainly it's not an easy task.
我们当中有一些有律师在我们当中。
So there are lawyers among our brothers and sisters.
Celeste, 我刚才问过他，就做担保人的那个风险会很大吗？他说是需要负很多的责任。
So we asked Sister Celeste, and she concurred that that this comes with a huge liability.
当这些被担保人呢，他们没有办法去履行这个承诺的时候呢？做担保的人呢，就要去代替呢，他为许下的承诺呢，去负起这担负的责任，或者是要去偿还所欠的这个债务。
So when the principal is unable to fulfill his or her obligations, the guarantor instead will be held liable for the obligations in question and have to repay the associated debt or loan.
所以我们能够理解到，就是在箴言他提出这个警告说，那些替人做保的人呢，若是以自己或是以自己的财物作为抵押品呢，就是属于这个愚昧的行为。
So we will appreciate the book of Proverbs here, the message that if you extend a guarantee on behalf of someone or using your own assets as collateral, that's somewhat of a foolish act as a guarantor.
因为这可能是使到自己呢会受到这个伤害，或者是可能你要为了要负这个责任呢，你可能要损失很多的财物等等。
Because this will indeed bring about personal harm to yourself and perhaps even result in bankruptcy.
所以呢，在箴言里面告诉我们说，如果真的发生这些事情的时候呢，最好就是说能够要设法呢去救自己脱离，或是怀着谦恭的态度呢去恳求对方宽容。
So the Proverbs here tells us that if this defaults like this that were to transpire, you have to do your utmost to detach yourself.And perhaps seek leniency from your creditor with humility.
或者说去给予一些额外的时间，让你能够有机会去偿还，去履行这个承诺，这个责任。
Perhaps seek more of an extension of a timeline to give you an opportunity to actually fulfill the obligations as a guarantor.
来到第二段的时候，关于讲这懒惰人的结果。
So the second warning is about the consequence of being lazy or indolent.
箴言的作者呢，去劝勉那些懒惰的人呢，去查看蚂蚁的这个动作。
So the author of Proverbs calls on and urges the readers to actually observe the lazy people to observe the ant, the behavior of the ant.
他说，当你去看蚂蚁的这个动作的时候，你就可以知道说，得到这个智慧的教导。
So when you observe the ways of the ant, that will bring about wise learning and wise teaching.
关于这个懒惰人的事情，我相信我在这里也不需要再多讲，因为我相信每个人都知道这个理解跟熟悉自己的事情。
So I think all of us are familiar with the consequence of being indolent or being lazy. So we'll not elaborate more on this.
但是对于这段经文的第十一节
，However, when it comes to verse 11,
我呢则需要再多讲一点。
I would like to elaborate more on this part of it.
因为我们知道懒惰它肯定会带来这个所谓的贫乏或者是贫穷。
Because we know for a fact that laziness will indeed bring about poverty and destitution.
但是我认为说贫穷或者是贫乏它不一定完全是懒惰所导致的。
However, we have to note that poverty or destitution will not be completely caused by laziness.
它可能是因为有一些外在的这个因素所造成的。
Because oftentimes there are exogenous factors at play as well.
比如说，可能这个国家它执政者它的无能呢
？Perhaps it's due to the incompetence or inaptitude of leaders or heads of states.
没有办法去透过这个推动或者是加强国家的这个各方面的发展呢，去帮助人民能够变得富有起来。
They were unable to push forward and reinforce national development and in turn actually helping to improve the living standards of the citizens.
另外也可能是国家这些的所谓领导者他们的这个贪婪。
So perhaps it's also due to the avarice or greed of these rulers of states.
他们有些可能只是说只是想为自己赚更多的钱或者是说让自己有更多的产业。
Perhaps the sole focus of their ruling is to enhance their own wealth or just build assets.
人们过得如何呢？则完全可以不顾的。
So how the citizens actually, you know, what the standards of living is actually of secondary concern to them.
更可恶的是呢，他们甚至可能说想出很多的方法说，去剥削人民。
So perhaps even more infuriating is just different ways that they come up with to try to exploit the citizens.
可能说去收取很高的这个税务等等呢，导致人民变得更加的贫穷。
Perhaps through higher unfair taxation that led to incremental poverty for the citizens.
第二，可能是因为战争的发生。
Secondly, perhaps just due to the emergence of wars.
大家都知道这几个月我们都看到俄罗斯跟乌克兰发生的战争。
So I'm sure we are all by now familiar with the war between Russia and Ukraine over the last several months.
战争呢弄得民不聊生，然后甚至人民要流浪到其他的国家。
Certainly in the midst of war, people have no realistic way of making a living, and in turn, they actually might have to seek refuge on foreign lands.
战争呢也因此造成了粮食的出口呢，或是天然气啊等等的短缺，带来世界性的可能那种的贫乏或是通货膨胀等等。
So as we saw as well with this instance, wars brought about food supply shortages, natural gas shortages, and that in turn led to inflation that was observed worldwide and perhaps poverty in parts of the world as well.
不单是这个国家受影响，其实我们也受到很多的影响。
So not only are the countries at war that are being impacted, I think globally we have seen this impact as well.
如果我们有驾车的就知道，现在我们打的汽油以前跟现在来比的话已经是涨了很多。
So for those of us who drive, as you know, the gas that we pumped into our cars is actually cost a lot more than it did a year ago.
水电费也上涨了很多。
And so what did our utilities.
所以我也知道为什么现在很多人驾车去马来西亚打油。
So now I can appreciate more why people actually take the effort to pump the cars in Malaysia.
至于第三个这个警戒。
So the third warning.
他有讲怪这个无赖的恶徒和耶和华上帝所恨恶的这个恶行。
So he spoke about the wicked villain and the evil ways which the Lord detests.
我特别看第十七、十八跟十九节。
So we want to focus on verses 17 through 19.
他描述这个耶和华所恨恶的这个恶行呢，总共有七样。
So he spoke about the ways which the Lord detests, and there are seven in total.
第一是高傲的眼。
The firstly is the haughty eyes.
第二呢是撒谎的舌。
Lying tongue.
第三呢是杀害无辜的手
，hands that shed innocent blood。
第四呢是图谋恶计的心
，fourth being wicked heart。
第五呢是飞奔行恶的脚
，feet that are quick to rush into evil。
第六呢是口吐谎言的假证人
，six being false witness。
最后就是弟兄间散播纷争的人
，so lastly those who incite strife amongst brothers。
好，这时候你们手上有拿到一张的纸，对吗？
So all of us, we have a piece of card with us.
进来的时候也拿了一支的笔。
And I'm sure you've hopefully have taken a pen with you along the way.
我这时候就请大家拿你的手上的纸跟笔来照着这个经文来去画出那个图画来。
So I want to actually take a minute or two to perhaps try to sketch out in your mind, based on the descriptions in the scripture, what this person or this character will look like.
如果你是透过线上来参加崇拜了，你在家里可以拿出一张纸跟一支笔来画这个图画。
And those who are worshiping with us online, please do the same at home.
前面这边有一些的纸哦，你谁要纸的可以举手一下，我们可以分纸给你哈。
And we have some papers up front. If you need them, please do just raise your hand.
来，我们就跟着经文来画哦。你不用看别人，你自己画。然后你画完了才去给别人看，你画出来是怎么样的图画。
So try to visualize this based on the words of the scripture, and then when you're done, do share your sketches to those around you.
OK, 来，第一个，请你们画高傲的眼。
Let's start. Let's try to visualize and sketch out these haughty eyes.
手机也可以画的。如果没有纸，用手机也可以画。然后你就给旁边的人看。
So you can use your handset or mobile to do the same.
Yes. Thank you, Peter. 可以了吗？高傲的眼，照你的想象，你去画。
So just use your imagination and try to sketch this out.
Okay, 接下来啊，就是画撒谎的舌。
Next, let's try to sketch out the lying tongue.
好，第三呢，就画杀害无辜的手。
And the next, let's attempt the hands that shed innocent blood.
第四是图谋而计的心。
So next, let's try to capture this wicked heart onto the sketch.
可以了吗？好，来第五，飞奔行恶的脚。
Next, the feet that are quick to rush into evil.
凭你的想象力来去画，好。
Use your imagination. Let's go nuts on this.
然后呢？第十九是口吐谎言的假证人。
Verse 19, let's try to capture the false witness on the sketch.
好，最后呢，就是弟兄间散播纷争的人。
Finally, I guess the phrase and those who incite strife amongst brothers.
你就整个图像画出来就可以了。
Let's try to complete the sketch. I think we are almost there.
画好了吗？
Are we almost done?
画好了哦。好，请你给你的前后左右要看一下，彼此看一下，
let's,
看你们画的是怎么样。
Let's show your artwork to the neighbors around you.
有看到吗？给左右前后看一下，不要客气。
Yeah,
看你们的创意。
Don't be shy. Do share in your imagination.
等下不要丢啊！不要丢啊！给我，我要看，我要看。
So please do.
不要丢，我要看啊！
Leave the sketches for wherever we come. He would like to
写名字更好，写你的名字下去。
Appreciate them later.
可以吗？有看了哦不要丢啊！等下留在桌子上面，我要拿去看大家画的图画是怎么样。OK， 好。然后呢，我也请我的女儿画了一张，我的小女儿，大概是九岁而已了哈。OK。
So Reverend, we kind of ask her, his younger daughter, she's 9 years old, to map out what she thinks.
右边不是我的女儿画的了，那是网上下载的，因为我真的我画不找不到这样的人出来，对，我就从网上找了，大概是这样了。然后我的女儿就画了另外一张，大概4年级，她就说我就跟她讲，妈妈叫她说高傲的眼是怎么样？就他全部画出来。哎，我发现到好像是他画的那一张哦，跟我要找的下载的这图片好像有点像。
So Reverend Wei Kang had his younger daughter sketch out with that description on the left-hand side, and on the right-hand side is an image that he pulled off from the web.
Yeah, 上次我讲的时候，维斌跟我讲哦，其实啊， 圣经的经文背起来哦，是用诗啊唱歌可以背起来的。
So as Sister Wei Bing has shared with Reverend Wei Kang, a lot of the verses that you can actually easily memorize them just as though you're singing a song or a hymn.
其实我觉得啊，你用画图画来画啊，也可以将经文背起来。
And perhaps I think if you just sketch out, you know, based on text from the scripture, I think it actually helps you memorize or remember the verses as well.
所以做父母亲的，下次你们要孩子背经文哦，请他们画图画，他们可以容易背起来。
So as parents, if you want to have your kids perhaps you know, take these verses to heart, you can have them draw them out next time.
在我们现实的生活中，或者自己的身边，是不是有这样类型的人存在？有没有？
So in our day-to-day life, or those around us, are there people like with such characteristics around us?
我想都会有。
I'm certain that there will be a few.
请问你会喜欢这些人吗？
And I guess the question is, would you be fond of them?
你会喜欢这些人吗？
Would you be fond of them?
我相信大家都不大会喜欢。
I certainly doubt that's the case.
因为这些人会让人感到有点的不舒服。
Because certainly these people tend to actually get us get us uneasy.
他们会将群体的和谐的关系呢来去破坏。
And they tend to damage the cordial relationships amongst groups or communities.
它会造成人与人之间的这个会充满这个猜疑，或者是说要彼此的防备。
Because they tend to lead to more misgivings amongst people that you know, and people have to put on more guard against one another.
我相信你跟我都不喜欢，有每天都跟这群人一起的生活在一起。
I think it's fair to say that you and I both would not be keen to actually interact with people with such characteristics.
你会每天要应对他们制造的麻烦，或是他们所造成你的困扰，会觉得很疲惫。
Perhaps you'd be fatigued by the difficulties and strife that these people tend to cause.
然而
，and yet.
我们也要常常提醒或者是自我反省。
And oftentimes we have to, you know, just remind ourselves to just self-reflect.
我们是否也像这些人一样？
That perhaps we are actually people of such characteristics as well.
诶，搞不好我的女儿就是在画我呢。
And what if my daughter was actually, or Reverend Ray Kong's daughter was just drawing him?
所以我们要常常警惕自己说，千万不要让自己呢成为像这样的人。
Therefore, we have to be vigilant that we do not ourselves turn into people with such characteristics.
所以我们要学习这个箴言第六章二十、二十一跟二十三节所教导我们的话。
So we have to take heed of the teachings captured in verses 20 to 23 in Proverbs chapter 6.
20, 21, and 23.
20, 21, 23. 我儿啊，要遵守你父亲的命令，不可离弃你母亲的教诲，要常挂在你心上，系在你颈项上，因为诫命是灯，教诲是光，管教的责备是生命的道。 My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them always on your heart, fasten them around your neck. For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instructions are the way to life.
最后呢，这经文的教导是警戒说，不要犯淫乱的行为。
The final warning is to not commit adultery.
箴言告诉读者，做这事的人呢，是属于暧昧，也是无知的。
The author of Proverbs tells us that those who commit adultery are foolish, senseless, and lack wisdom.
不但破坏了这个他人的家庭的幸福，也会毁了自己。
Not only do these damage the family relationships for others, it certainly will ruin yourself as well.
不论是说去寻找妓女啦、通奸，或是有偷情，或使人戴绿帽等等的淫乱这行为呢？
So the different formats, be it seeking prostitutes, committing adultery, extramarital affairs, and so forth, these are all acts of sexual immorality.
我们也知道做了这些事的后果呢，他除了受罚被藐视之外呢，还要按当时民间的律法呢，去面对金钱的赔偿的损失。
I think we are all well aware of the consequences of such actions. Not only will you be punished, you'll be viewed with disdain and contempt. And as well, during I think you end up potentially suffering monetary damages depending on the legal framework at the time.
其实在我们现今的社会里面，我们看得到，因为这些事情哦，有些人甚至倾家荡产和损失了这个生命。
And I think I've seen in examples that in our day-to-day life that people have committed such acts from time to time do end up losing all their possessions, including their lives.
虽然如此，可是你跟我是不是又发现了一件的事情
？Even though that's the case, you and I, I'm sure, have come to notice this as well.
照理又说，人们竟然知道了这些犯淫乱的行为会带来如此严重的后果。
So even though people are well aware of the severe consequences of committing such adultery,
照理来说，在社会上应该这些事情会越来越少，或者是说不要发生。
So common sense should dictate that such occurrence should be minimized in societies today.
可是当我们去阅读社会的新闻，或者是我们常常看到电视的报道的时候
，But when we actually come to just read the newspapers or just watch news on television，
可是我们却发现到这些事情呢，却经常在发生在我们的这个社会里面。
But these events continue to be quite commonplace, quite run-of-the-mill occurrences in our daily lives.
所以我想问，就是说，为什么会这样呢
？So the question I want to ask is, so why is this still the case?
我相信原因肯定是很多的。
I'm certainly that there are many reasons for this.
对吗？大家认为为什么会这样呢？有什么原因
？So why do you think that's still the case that we're still seeing such occurrences?
Gary?为什么还是有这些很多淫乱的事情的发生
？Anyone, Gary? No.
锦华，为什么原因？难以说出口哦。
It's hard to capture this in words.
就像我之前所说的。
I think similar to what Reverend Ray Kung has shared earlier.
有些人清楚知道说将车呢停在这个上下货的停车格。
And people are well aware of the consequences of parking in loading zones.
将会是被开罚单或是被罚款。
Almost a certainty you see summons, notices, and fines.
却仍然还是要停在那个格子。
Even that's the case, you continue to do so and park in loading zones.
为什么有些人他知道说玩火很危险
？So I'm sure people know that playing with fire is harmful.
但却还是要玩火自焚呢
？And even though that's the case, they continue to do so and inflict harm and self-destruct.
我相信我自己也很难去回答或者给予什么的答案。
Reverend McCong agrees that there's no one answer to all this.
但是我能够做的就是提供一个线索或是指引给大家。
But what Reverend McCong can do is to share a clue or some of a guidance.
如何去避开或者是说胜过这些的引诱或试探
？How we can go about shying away or prevailing over such temptations and trials?
就是在下面这里所写的，谨守他的话，存仰赖、敬畏和依靠他的心。
And it's captured in this phrase: keep his word, trust, fear, revere, and rely on him.
另外，我们也要注意，在箴言中有讲到关于这个外女呢、恶妇呢、妓女呢，还有这淫妇的这些的词呢。
And next, we have to take note of the depictions of these captured in the book of Proverbs, including the wayward women, adulterous women, prostitute, and evil woman.
他除了说用来警戒这个淫乱的行为之外，他其实还有特别的这个意涵在里面。
So not only were these terminologies used to sound caution over acts of sexual immorality, they actually did come with a pretty special significance as well.
如果你去仔细去看全本的这个箴言呢，关于这个淫妇的经文。
So if you actually study in detail just the book of Proverbs passages that pertain to this adulterous woman,
我们会发现这个淫妇好像有特别的身份和特殊的这个功能。
Actually, you find that this adulterous woman has somewhat of a unique identity and a very distinctive purpose.
然后呢，我们再将这个淫妇和这个智慧的女士两个拿来做这个经文对比的时候。
And again, if you take this adulterous woman and the wise woman and just compare the two,
我们可以发现到这个淫妇呢，其实还有另一个层面的这个意思。
And then you actually find that this adulterous woman comes with her a different layer of meaning.
就是呢，这个箴言的作者希望借由这个淫妇呢， 作为一种的这个所谓的隐喻或是目的呢，是要提醒那些读者们要提防某一种的信仰的教导。
Because the author of Proverbs wants to use the adulterous woman as more of a metaphor, again to remind readers and to be more mindful of certain religious teachings and beliefs.
意思是说，箴言他使用一种的这个双关的隐喻。
And what it means is the Proverbs here actually uses somewhat of an intended pun or double meaning in the word.
一方面要警戒年轻人，小心淫妇的这个圈套。
On the one hand, it wants to warn the young to be mindful of the deception of the adulterous woman.
另一方面呢，也警告上帝的子民。
On the other hand, it also wants to give a warning to the people of God.
要特别的注意。
And you have to be specially mindful.
要去防备和远离，去勾引离弃耶和华信仰的外邦的智慧和信仰。
That you have to guard against and shy away from these seductive teachings, pagan wisdom that actually take you away from your faith in the Lord.
特别是当这些以色列人被掳到了国外的时候。
Particularly if you are held captive on foreign soil.
他们面对到信仰这种的冲击、诱惑或者危机的时期的时候。
Particularly when you're faced with setbacks, temptations, and crisis in your faith.
智慧文学，比如说箴言呢，这个教导呢，就扮演很重要的角色和功能。
And there's certainly a very important role played by wisdom literature here, particularly say the book of Proverbs in this instance.
它目的是要帮助上帝的子民如何在严峻处境里呢，能够去继续的生存，然后寻得智慧和蒙福之道。
So the objective of the wisdom literature here is to actually teach the people of God to persevere and to survive in grim and dismal settings, at the same time to attain wisdom and the way to God's blessings.
呀，同时呢，也能够持守耶和华信仰。
And it could continue to abide in the faith in the Lord.
我们今天所看的箴言第六章。
And the passage we studied this morning, chapter 6, book of Proverbs.
它明显的将这个负面的教材和事件呢，以相对的这个观念呢，来去做一个对比。
And then using a framework of relative concept, just using negative connotations, negative warnings to actually help us make comparisons.
帮助人呢，从另一方面去了解愚昧和智慧之间的这个对比。
So from another perspective, to help people appreciate the comparison between folly and wisdom.
所以你刚才看到就是说懒惰跟这个勤奋。
And again, the comparison between indolent and diligent.
贫穷跟富足
being destitute, being affluent,
恶人跟义人等
wicked and the righteous.
让人了解到，当你在各样事情上，你做出智慧和愚昧的这个选择之后
，just allow people to again see once you make a decision, perhaps being a wise act or foolish act.
然后将会得到哪一些的后果
？And what the different consequences may be from that decision itself.
亲爱的弟兄们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
相信你跟我都不想当这个愚昧的人。
I'm sure all of us do not want to be foolish people.
而是想要当一位有智慧的人，对吗
？Brother, we want to be the wise.
可是有时候我们又感到很矛盾。
But oftentimes, we tend to be conflicted.
有时候我们知道说这个是上帝是不喜悦的事情，或者是违规的事情。
And we clearly know that there are certain things that displease God, they are disobedient to God.
我们不要做，也不能够做的。
And it's something that we should not be undertaken, that basically we should just avoid.
但是呢，却时常呢去做了，或者是犯错了犯规了。
But oftentimes we end up doing what we should not do.
请问，如果是这样的话，我们应该怎么办
？And the question is, so what do we do if that's the case?
来，有人可以给我写的暗示吗？
Any answers to this?
有没有？对呀。当我们面对情况的时候，我们怎么办
？So in that situation, what would you do?
我想只能够用这句话来彼此的鼓励。
I think we can encourage one another with this phrase.
希望说透过这句话，加上圣灵的帮助呢，给予你跟我有足够的力量去应对这个困难。
So with this phrase in mind and the help of the Spirit, that we all of us will have the strength to respond to the trials and temptations.
就是谨守他的话。
To keep his word.
然后呢，存仰赖敬畏和依靠他的心。
To trust, to fear, to revere, and to rely on him.
当我们谨守上帝的话的时候
When we keep his word,
我们就知道说上帝要我们 做哪些事情，不要我们做哪些事情。
And then we would know what God intended for us to do or not do.
我们也透过圣灵的帮助，使我们能够对我们的神有这个仰赖，还有敬畏和依靠他的心。
So with the help of the Spirit, that we would be able to actually trust and fear and just depend on God.
我们去胜过和去应对我们的这些困难跟试探引诱。
And that we will be able to respond and hopefully prevail all, over all these challenges and difficulties that we have to face.
鼓励大家，今天我们一样的也在第六章的一些经文里面，我们将它背起来。
And then I encourage all of us to actually keep a lot of these in our hearts, phrases from verses from this chapter.
作为一种自我的提醒、帮助，或者给提醒和帮助。
And then as a self-reminder to actually as help for ourselves and those around us.
这个会有一点长。
So this is somewhat, these are somewhat long.
但是刚才透过大家画画，我相信会稍微能够背得起来。
And I'm sure for those of us who actually drew those out, it hopefully helps you remember them as well.
就是第六章十六到十九节。
Verses 16 through 19.
耶和华所恨恶的有六样，他心所憎恶的共有七样。就是高的眼、撒谎的舌、杀害无辜的手、图谋恶计的心、飞奔行恶的脚、口吐谎言的假证人，并在弟兄间散播纷争的人。
So there are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community.
来，我们一起来开始来练，总共练三次。我们想尝试的去将它背起来。
Let's try to just read it out, out loud three times, and hopefully keep you'll be able to memorize and keep them in mind.
一、二、三。
There are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to Him: haughty eyes, lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community.
OK， 来第二次，你可以拿一个图画来看，因为你画的图画嘛，对吗？所以你可以看着图画来背这个的。OK， 来 ，OK， 一二三，第二次。OK， 来，这个比较长一点哦。你对你的左右两边，你看它，不要看荧幕。好，我转去另外一个经文来，你彼此的鼓励一下，左右一起背。
啊
，one, two, three.
Now look at the screen and look at each other.
可以吗？很好哈，虽然有点长哈，六样加七样哈 ，OK， 就是眼睛对吗？舌头，然后呢还有手，还有脚。还有假见证的人，还有第纷争的人，对吗？就是这样也七样，容易吗？背起来了 ，OK， very good， 很好，哇哦，很棒，你们掌声给自己鼓励一下。好，最后一个简单的这个两节而已，就是二十一个那三节，要常常挂在你心上，系在你颈项上。因为界面是灯，你看灯、哦、OK， 然后教诲是什么？是光、哦、有光灯光、哦、OK， 好，有一记吗、哦、因为管教的责备是生命的道，就是这样。来，英文的，哎 ，sorry，
piece of cake after this. So verses 21 to and 23, bind them always on your heart, fastening them around neck. For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way of life.
可以吗？好，再多就读一次。第一个就是说心，第二个是景象，然后看到灯，然后有光，就是这两节经文来的，可以吗？好，一二三。 挂在你的心上，然后要将它系在你的颈项上。然后呢，因为诫命是灯，然后教会是光。可以，然后来一二三啊，对，左右两边，左右两边看着背。
Again, you can look to one another on your left or right and try to recall the verses.
景象、灯、光。
So the four key words: heart,
生命的道、
lamb, light, correction, and instruction. And the way to life.
可以吗？好，来，我们一起来啊，开始来练一次，一二三 ，heart, net, lamb, light, the way of life。很好，大家掌声鼓励一下，背起来好 ，OK。感谢主，我们这样一次聚会背一次，背一次哦，我相信就可以慢慢将很多重要的经文背起来。最后，我的讲到的信息也是一句话。
I think to summarize the sermon this morning is one phrase, and this is this phrase.
请我们永远记得这句话，希望神可以我们的帮助和这个劝勉。
And please again bind this phrase on your heart.
谨守他的话。
Keep his word.
存仰赖敬畏和依靠他的心。
Trust, fear, and rely on him.
因为我们每个人都能够成为蒙福的人。
May each and every one of us be blessed people of God.
来，我们再读多一次，一二三 ，gives His word, trust, fear, and rely on Him. Amen. 我们一起祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你，我们感谢你能够透过圣经的经文箴言告诉我们怎么去活出我们有智慧的人生。我们感谢你，求你帮助我们，让我们每天学习谨守你的话，存仰赖敬畏和信靠你的心，让我们每天生活都能够活在蒙福的这个生命里面。我们感谢你，如此祷告，奉我们主耶稣宝贵圣名求的，阿门。